paragraph ches, v'zeh b'chinas Tisha B'av. And this will help us understand the customs that we have regarding Tisha B'av. She'oz nechrav ha-beis ha-mikdash. That's when the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, Shehu Tiferes Yisrael Kanal, which is the pride of the Jewish people. V'alkein ein manichin oz tefillin. That's why we do not wear tefillin on Tisha B'av. She'nikroim pe'er. Tefillin are called milosh pe'er in the Torah. Pride, beauty. Ki oz hu b'chinas bitul ha-esparus. Because on Tisha B'av, our pride is gone. It disappeared. We are not proud. We do not have what to be proud about. Shezel b'chinas churban beis hamikdash kanal. That's the destruction of the beis mikdash. Vanu yoshvim lo oretz. We sit on the ground. V'doymin, and we are silent. Al oitzim ribuy avoynoseinu. Oh, in contemplation of the multitude of sins that we've committed, shegormu lahachrav beis kochem tzvartenu, which caused our beis hamikdash to be destroyed, keilu einonu yecholim lagbiu lahorim atzmenu chas v'shalom. The sitting on the ground implies that I can't pick myself up. Ki ein lonu b'ma lahachis atzmenu chas v'shalom. I don't have what to encourage myself with. I don't have what to restore myself with. Mei oitzem rivui avoneseinu. As a result of the many, many sins that we committed, at she'einonu yichoyin l'aniach tefillin, to the point where we're so ashamed and embarrassed that we can't even put on tefillin. Ki ein lonu b'ma lahispoir, because we have nothing to be proud of. Asher kimat ofes tikvah chas shalom, because we're at a point where there's almost no hope. Ke'ilu chas v'shalom kol apin shovim, as if all faces are equal, as if our face and the face of the goy are the same chas v'shalom. Ke'ilu kechol agoyim beis yudah chas v'shalom, as if we're like the rest of them. V'alkein oz taketh b'tisha b'av le'es mincha maschil hamtoka. Now Rabbi Nosanal gives us a bigger chiddush. Before he was talking about right after Tisha B'Av. He says, now take a look at this, guys. On Tisha B'Av itself, mincha time already, there's hamtoka. It's not what it was in the morning anymore. Ki oz hu b'chinas hoylodas Moshiach kemuva. Because on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon is when Moshiach was born. Hainu kanal. And this fits beautifully with what we learned before. Kizeu b'chinas yerida tachlis u'aliyah. This is the concept of going down in order to go up. A yerida bringing about the ultimate aliyah. Ki tekev kishemagim lebchina hanal. Because the moment we reach that bottom, that low place, shenistalku hatfilin, that our tefillin are gone, the nechrav habeis hamikdash, the beis hamikdash was destroyed. Ke'ilu einoid b'mal ispar b'Yisrael, that we're at a point where Hashem can't find anything to take pride in us anymore. Ke'ilu kechol agoyim chasron, as if we're almost like all the rest of them. Azai taketh maschil hisgalois ol Yisroel ribuy ha'ispar sheish l'Yisrael keneged agoyim kanam. Immediately, you start seeing the differences. You start seeing the incredible differences between the Jews and Lahavdil, the other nations. V'alkein taketh b'mincha shel Tisha B'Av, and that's why already by mincha on Tisha B'Av, we don't even wait for the day to be over. Mincha on Tisha B'Av. She'oz oyo ikar hachurb mishel beis hamikdosh. That was when the burning of the beis hamikdosh was at its highest intensity. As the Gemara says very clearly, le'eis erev, towards evening on Tisha B'Av, heitzitzu eish b'beis hamikdosh. That's when they set fire to the beis hamikdosh. Oz daiko maschil hamtoko gedoyla kemuva. That moment begins an incredible hamtoko, an incredible reversal, incredible sweetening of the Midas Adin. Kemuva, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'oz daiko meinichin talis tefillin. And at that time, Tisha B'Av afternoon, when they set fire to the Beis HaMikdash, that's when we are putting on talis and tefillin. Ki tekev shehischil churban beis hamikdash, because the moment that fire started, that destruction began, shehu tiferes Yisrael, which is the beauty, the pride of Klal Yisrael, tekev nizgale tifartom keneged hoakum. Immediately, there jumps out at you the beauty of Klal Yisrael compared to the other goyim. Again, when we were standing alone in front of Hashem, we were bad boys. We were terrible, covered in mud and filth and stinky and dirty and yuchi. And Hashem picked us up and threw us into the other goyim, threw us into the other bad boy, the other bums. The second he threw us over there, Hashem takes a look and says, oops, oops, I made a mistake. Oops, over there they surely don't belong. They're bad, they're terrible. I want to beat them up. No question about it, I'm going to beat them up. But put them over there, that ain't them. Not at all. V'alkein oz hu bechinas leidas Moshiach. And that's why the Gemara, the Sforim tell us that that's when Moshiach is born. Dahainu shemaschil lehisnoitzeitz oyer shel Moshiach, which means that the light of Moshiach starts shining. Ki ikar hageula shel Moshiach yihye al yedei zeh. Because the whole redemption, the whole Yeshua that Moshiach is going to bring for Klal Yisrael is going to come about through what we're learning here, which is al yedei shehu yasig bechinas ribui hachasodim anifloim shel bechinas atik. Moshiach is going to be the one who will understand the chasodim of Hashem of atik, the highest levels of kindness of Hashem. Lehistakel rak ala sairois toivoi shemoitzim b'Yisrael gano, which allows Hashem to look only at the good hairs of the Jewish people. We're not talking about good hands or feet, little hairs, a thin hair, that Hashem is able to focus on little hairs that are good, and that's enough for Hashem to be able to grab onto and to judge us l'kav zchus and to be able to turn everything around. Paragraph Tess. And this is why the Jewish people say, when we compare ourselves to the other nations, we say, I am black, Venova, but I'm beautiful, Benois Yerushalayim, the Jewish daughters. Al tiruni shani shcharchoires. Don't look at me like something black and dirty and filthy. Make up your mind. Are you black or are you beautiful? Hainu. The Jewish people say to the other nations, it's true that we've blackened ourselves, we've made ourselves terribly filthy with our bad deeds. But we're still beautiful compared to you. Because it's definitely true that compared to the holiness of a Jew, where I'm supposed to be, the level of holiness and religion that I'm supposed to be at, I'm very black, I'm very far from that, I'm very far from where I'm supposed to be. Aval atem, but you guys, you have nothing to be proud of and to think that you're on top of us because we're so black. Why? Because I'm still very beautiful compared to you, Benois Yerushalayim, daughters of Jerusalem, Shehem Klal Ha'umais. Here the daughters of Jerusalem refers to the other nations, the other daughters. Kemo Shapirosh Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there. Vezehu, and that's why the Pasuk continues there, Ke'ohole Kedor, like the tents of Kedor, Ke'erios Shloimai, like the curtains of Shloimai. Hainu, Masha Ani Nireis Shchoiramoid, Ke'ohole Kedor, the fact that I look black, like these tents of blackness, of darkness, Zehu mitzad ma'alosi. That's because I'm so special, meaning, k'ani mechuyev liyos yofeh k'iriyah shloimoi. Because what Hashem's expectations are from us, because we are the Jewish people, based on what Hashem expects of us, based on how good we're capable of being, you're right, we're terrible, we're very, very bad. And as a result of my many sins and defects, you don't see my beauty. To the point where I look as black as those tents that are black and dirty. However, despite that, Atem al tiruni shani shcharchoris. You guys don't talk about how black I am, ki kenegdechem, because compared to you, adayin ani novem oid. I am still very beautiful. V'alkein, and therefore, takef achar Tisha B'Av, immediately after Tisha B'Av, poiskin dinei havelah shel Ben HaMetzorim, the laws of mourning of Ben HaMetzorim comes to a screeching halt immediately. U'menachamin oisonu harbe b'sheva d'nechmosa. And Hashem consoles us greatly in the 7 weeks that follow Tisha B'Av, those when we read those haftorahs of consolation. Because the moment that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, as if Hashem cannot see anything to be proud about in the Jewish people, Tekef Nizgalev and Israel, Kama Mailas Toivli Israel, Keneged Kolakum. Then that same moment, immediately, Hashem suddenly sees how good we are and how great we are and everything compared to that dark background, compared to the other nations in the world. When he pushes us out the door and he shoves us into the other guys, then suddenly, when seeing us standing among all of them, suddenly you see that the difference is. Vayideze nimtokim kol hadinim. And that's what brings about a sweetening of all the judgments. And Hashem consoles us with all the different kinds of consolations. Because it's this attitude, it's this realization that's going to bring the coming of Moshiach. Shahasogosoi magia ad atik. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah keep telling us this, that Moshiach's hasog is atik. Why? What? Why does he need Atik? What's up there? What's up there is Kuloi Chesed, Kuloi Rachmim. Up there is the ability to find the good in Tisha B'Av, to be able to recognize how in the din, we mentioned many times the example of an apple, the Malchus, the Shechinas compared to an apple. You look at an apple, everybody knows. What color is an apple? Red. It's red. And red is din, judgment, sins. That's what redness is. But you peel the apple, you see that the redness is a half a millimeter. And 99.9% of the apple is all whiteness. That's Hashem. That's the Shechina. The Shechina is the Midas Hadin, the Malchus of Hashem. It's brought Hashem's name for Din is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the same letters as the word Dino. Dino de Malchus Adina, the Gemara says. That Malchus is Din. The Arizal says, take that name of Hashem and look what's inside. Let's take the four letters. Aleph, listen to how I'm pronouncing it. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Each one of those letters, when I say it as a word, it's a three-letter word. Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei. So the center is the Lamed. You have a Lamed in the middle there. The next letter, Dalet, Dalet, Lamed, Tov. You have another Lamed, two Lameds. Nun, Nun, Vav, Nun. You have a Vav. Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet. You have another Vav. Lamed, Lamed, Vav, Vav. 30, 30, 6, and 6 is 72, which is Chesed, the Arizal says. Take a look at Hashem's name for Din. Take a look at the, this is Din. This is Aleph that everybody knows. Dino de Malchusa Dino. This is Din. It's red. You see, it's red, right? It's, the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Merkovoi Argomon, the chariot, the throne of Hashem is purple wool. Purple is, again, like redness. Din, toichoi rotzuf ava. But the inside is lined with love. How much is the inside? 99.9%. That's Hashem. That's the tzaddikim. That's the Torah. That's the right way. It's amazing. We don't usually do this, but I think that this is a Kiddush Hashem. I mentioned it to Rav Moshe Boorstein this morning, and he lit up. Yesterday's news, our honorable Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is in the United States of America, the greatest nation on earth. And he's meeting with the greatest president of all time, our colorful, our Shchoyres, our non-white president for the first time. And the fate of the land of Israel and the fate of the Jewish people is in the hands of a billion Muslims. And this Black Hope, the Black Hope, Obama, President Obama. And a reporter came over to Netanyahu and he asked him, because again, Obama said in his speech that the borders of 1967, Palestinian state. So if Netanyahu has any brains, he should be pretty scared and pretty concerned. So a reporter came over to him and said, aren't you concerned and frightened about how the picture is lining up? He said, frightened? Did you ever hear of Rabbi Nachman? He says to the reporter, did you hear of Rabbi Nachman? So the reporter says, yes, what do you mean? He says, Rabbi Nachman said that life in this world is like on a narrow bridge. It's like crossing a narrow bridge. But the most important thing is not to be afraid. Then they continued the conversation and somebody mentioned that Roosevelt, another very honorable, a good sister of our friend Obama here, the guy who didn't save a single Jew from Auschwitz and everything, another great white hope of the United States, that when they asked Roosevelt, when World War II was starting to take off, and they started thinking about what this is going to do, how this is going to shake up the world, they said to him, aren't you afraid? He said, we have nothing to fear other than fear itself. This is what he said. So Netanyahu said, I guess he was a student of Rabbi Nachman. I guess he studied Rabbi Nachman. This is on the internet and the newspapers. This is the same Rabbi Nachman that we're learning here. This particular tzaddik, we said, Rabbi Michal Zichron, we used to say, every tzaddik is a star. Every tzaddik is a star. Every sefer of a tzaddik is a star. Rabbein Azal is a sun in comparison. It's a level that is so far above that you see the nations of the world. You see, when you need something really profound, you need, where are they going to? This is the address. This is the source. Ashreinu that we're learning his forum, that we have the chance to hear it from the top, mamish from the top of the top, to be able to be taught what Mashiach is all about, what Churban Beis Hamikdash is, what Tisha B'Av is, what Tisha B'Av isn't. What mourning is, what mourning isn't, and to be able to take a Jew in any situation, to be able to take the most religious, the most advanced Jews, who it would seem have no more to live for. They did it already. They did Shas, they did Shulchan Aruch, they did the Zohar, they did everything. So now what? To be able to show those people that they haven't even begun. Rabbein Azal is able to open doors for them, to make them realize, to see levels of understanding of Torah that they never imagined exist, so that they can mamish be like in kindergarten. They could start again mamish from Gan in learning his teachings and his Torah. And then on the other extreme, you have people, Rav Nosson Zal once said that there were people by Rabbein Azal for whom the Shoel Tachtius was too good for them. Rabbein Azal can take a person whom the lowest level of Gehenna, he can't even get in there. They don't want him. They can't take him because he's not good enough for there, Chas V'Shalom. And Rabbein Azal was able to take those people and lift them up. Mamish mekimi me ofer dol me ashpo isyorem evyain lo hishivim nedivim, to take those people, lift them up, and sit them right next to tzaddikim and have them be able to sit there and be part of the same beauty, the same orchestra, this incredible orchestra that Rabbein Azal is putting together, this incredible bouquet of flowers that's so special and so big. This is what we're zocheh to be learning here.